nature of Guru Maharaj is not different from the situation we treat in life. Sometimes in the magazines and sometimes for brochures and all, we print either the deities and Guru's pictures and all, and sometimes they're just lying around. And they become old and like, what do we do with it? How do we dispose of them?
How to dispose of them?
Yeah, if they are old and not like Janmashtami now. So some cards were printed for donations and all that. That is over now. There is a picture of Krishna or sometimes. Afterwards,
generally, what we do is either we put them in a holy river or we put them in fire. We should not just throw them. Generally, if it's offered by a pure devotee, after all, the gopis were taking the remnants of Katyayani. But you see, the people who worship demigods are not worshipping the demigods for love of God. Where do we find such people? They are offering to the demigods with lust in their heart. They are preparing the food and they are offering the food with material desires. And it's not the demigods that we don't want to take from, but it's the consciousness of the people that's offering to the demigods. They're cooking it with material motives, they're offering it with material motives. And by eating that food, our consciousness becomes contaminated by those material motives. Pure devotee offers to Lord Shiva, we should understand he's making an offering to a great Vaishnava. That is a different thing. It's like in Vrindavan, there is the Gopeshwar Mahadev Mandir. And they'll accept the prasad because they accept, because of their understanding of Gopeshwar Mahadev, Kameshwar Mahadev, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, Chakaleshwar Mahadev. This type of prasad we can accept because it's being offered by devotees who understand the proper position. Others, they simply offer out of lust with material motives. So we do not want to subject our consciousness to that contamination.
First of all, on the altar, some of the deities of smaller deities of demigods are kept.
Where?
Puna, for example. Nani was dressing up, so Puna has small Ganesh and Darshan and was giving bath also to Ganga. I said it's not required. And also the photographs said it's not required. So is it first of all, is it necessary to keep those things?
Not necessary. But it's not objectionable either. Goswami explains that a devotee can worship Lord Ganesh to remove the obstacles from his spiritual path, which means in his service to Krishna. In fact, devotees who were doing Sankirtan in Japan to collect for the Krishna Balaram temple, they asked Prabhupada, because they needed so much money to do the temple, they asked Prabhupada if they could also worship Ganesh. He said, there is no need, but if you like, you can do. But it should only be to assist you in your service to Krishna. So in this way, they were worshipping as a Vaishnava, not as a bestower of benedictions. So if we have that understanding and that vision, there's no harm. But there is also no need. Because by worshipping Guru and by worshipping Krishna, like watering the root of the tree, Bhagavatam says, all the demigods, Devarshi Bhutaptaninam Pitrinam Nakinkaranayam Nicharajan. The one who surrenders to Mukunda automatically worships all the demigods. There's no need. But if that is our sentiment, that we want to honor them in the worship of Krishna, it is all right. No objection. But there is no need. Yes?
It was because they said in the morning, Jagannath Mahaprabhu. So, what is the sloka, the source of the sloka? And we have to know some
Vishwanvara,
the meaning of that sloka also.
I will tell you someday.
Is it from Jagannath Mahaprabhu?
It's the first verse. First verse, first chapter. It's not, it's a glorification of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda together. Describes their qualities. How they have beautiful golden complexions. How their eyes are like fully blown lotus flowers. How their arms extend to their knees. How they are the protectors of the Yuga Dharma. How they are both the supreme nourishers of all the universe. Maintain and nourish the entire universe, and how they are the most Karunavatar, they are the most merciful, and they are the dear most beloved of the whole universe. Jagat Priyakaro. It's a beautiful verse, beautiful meditation on the glories of Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gaurachandra.
Tulsi Dalma offered to Vishnu in the morning today. So we are worshipping Gopinath and Lakshmarayan and Mood by in our temples all over the world. We offered Tulsi Dalma also along with other temples to the deities.
Say that again?
We worship Krishna and the Mood of Lakshmarayan, the common prevalence. And today you read that Tulsi was offered to Vishnu from head to the toe. So couldn't we also adopt a practice offering Tulsi Dalma to our deities? You offer Tulsi only to the lotus feet, you don't offer Tulsi garland.
You can offer garland. There's no restriction against it, is there?
Sometimes people when they give you
up.
After some time, it looks like very bad. After some time, it's dry.
But you can offer to them and take it off them? In Vrindavan, they offer beautiful Tulsi garlands to that of Vrindavan Chand. That's alright. But if it's like that, then you can just take it off when it's becoming like that. If we can offer, somebody gives, we should offer. It's a beautiful offering. It's the supreme most garland.
In the Gita Mahatmya, I checked it. It's the same thing which you had read the translation. The Gita Press Gorakhpur Gita has the Sanskrit of Yam Brahma Varuna Indra Rudra Mahesha and also Vasudeva Vasudeva Sri from Kamsa Chandra Varuna.
Yes. Any other questions? So Rupa Goswamiji, I want to hear from you. Your very sincere, heartfelt conviction. Very important.
I have just one more question. Is it objectionable if we are staying in a temple to have in our rooms a small altar, not exactly an altar, but just keep the pictures of Guru Maharaj?
Yes, providing it does not divert you from your service to the deities here, Radha Gopinath, and it does not divert your attention away from your service to the Guru's mission. The altar for all the brahmacharis is right here. This is our altar. This is our combined altar. We don't require our own altar. We should all be anxious to come and worship Radha Gopinath together. That is the altar that we all share in common. we want to have very simple picture like that, there is no harm. That is all right.